This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. This show is about you. It's about the choices that you make in life and how you can get more out of those choices. Now, not just more money, but more value. Join us online at marketplacemoney.org. This week in How We Live Money, it's a question I hear from many of you now more than ever. And it's actually much more of a comment. It's, I hate my bank. Well, will robots help? Not really, probably, but in-person tellers may be becoming a thing of the past. Bank of America is now testing virtual bankers at one of its New York branches instead of a live teller behind the glass. Now, these ATM-style stations, they're going to have video screens, which link you to a live person, but that person is someplace else. Now, it's still a person, so why the change? Well, video screens take up much less real estate, saving the bank some bucks. Plus, a single teller can service multiple branches. So Bank of America says it will open up 5 more branches by the end of this year: Charlotte, Boston, Moore, New York. So in the first part of today's show, we're going to take a look at how retail banking, your banking, is being reinvented, both by big banks and brand new digital upstarts. We've asked Marketplace reporter Mark Garrison to help us get this convo going. Hey, Mark.
Hello, Carmen.
So what is going on? Are they the only ones doing this, Bank of America, or what is everybody doing around the country to bring in all the tech?
Lots of banks are playing around with this stuff, big banks and small banks. But basically, the bank branch, as you know it, is going away, and the bank tellers, as you know them, are also going away. They're not dying, but the concept that a lot of banks are playing around with, it's much smaller. There's no vault, and there's no teller line like you're used to. So instead, there may be tellers with tablets strapped to their wrists. And I mean literally strapped to their wrists. This was the case of Bank of America, also Wells Fargo. So it has this kind of creepy cyborg thing to it. And they are around. There are still people. They haven't totally disappeared. But they are there. You know, you're not approaching a window and talking to them through glass like you're normally there. But ultimately, you need to get service in these smaller branches at an ATM, either a regular ATM or one of the new ATMs with the video teller screens.
Okay, so, but these changes in terms of the customer experience, you know, customers have been very vocal about how unhappy they are that we now have so many fees. So this seems like kind of pulling out on the service end, but charging you more to bank anyway.
Well, they are still going to be some of those fees. It's not like, oh, they're saving money on these smaller branches. They're passing the savings on to us. That's not always going to happen.
Right.
But, you know, it really depends on whether this is good for you as a customer or bad for you. If you are comfortable with technology, you're probably going to like these because you can do some things at ATMs that you can't do before. Most of the time at an ATM, you can only get 20s, but you can't get some singles because you want to have some small bills.
Quarters.
You can't get quarters to pay your tolls or pay the parking meter. But the new enhanced ATMs, they can do that. If you forget your ATM card, you can just, you know, scan your license into it and they can do that for you. The kind of things you would normally have to wait online and go to a teller to do, you can do at these new ATMs. Now, obviously, if you are a bank teller, your job is going to change. So they have an issue. And also, if you're not as comfortable with technology, maybe you're older, or maybe you just like, at any age, you just like talking to a human across from each other, like you and I are talking right now. Maybe you like that. That's going to be not going away, but it's going to be maybe harder for you to find because there will be fewer of those kind of branches in the future, and this is happening gradually.
So basically, real people will be a luxury here. But here's another barrier in terms of technology. A lot of folks have security concerns. They really are worried when a real person is behind that glass and doing the transaction for you, even though there are a lot many more places to get robbed in that way. People are very ambivalent about, okay, is this a secure transaction?
Well, I would say that comes up for an ATM, for mobile. And I think really whether you choose a big bank or a small bank or a new online bank, ultimately security comes down to you. And you need to practice safe data like you do in every other part of your online life. So you choose a secure password, change it frequently, don't do any transactions over open Wi-Fi. But if you like, you know, doing banking with technology, if you like maybe mobile banking as well, there are a lot more options for you right now. There are smaller banks, online startups, there are community banks who are competing, and they may offer you an account without fees, you know, free checking the way it used to be. They may actually offer you an account that gives you a little interest, which is pretty hard to find
right now. Oh, my goodness. So, well, you've got me with that one.
Yeah, so there is competition now. So if you're okay with not having access to a branch, if you're okay with technology, it can be good for you.
And you mentioned mobile in the future. In the future, all of our banks will be in our phones and on the cloud.
Well, I'm actually hoping for hologram tellers, kind of a Princess Leia kind of thing.
So cool.
I did actually ask a few banking execs about that, and they said they can't promise that anytime soon.
If they make my ATM into an R2-D2, I am right there. That's all I have to
say.
You've got my money.
Yeah, I definitely want 3D.
You've got my money.
So we've got banks basically trying to move people further into ways of doing transactions that are cheaper for them. And
right.
Sometimes those will be easier for us, but not always.
As long as they pass on some of those savings. Mark Garrison, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Carmen.
What are other hot money headlines from this week? Go to Marketplace Money to check them out, marketplacemoney.org.